He was a thin man, wasn't he?
He didn't have any hip bones. His hip bone didn't protrude out like most people. So his belt to ride on.
Mm-hmm.
It just slipped on down on him when he was walking. He tried his best to wear a belt and he couldn't do it. He'd get his suspenders and put them on. Well, I bought suspenders for 15 cents a pair.
That's a pretty good price. Pretty good price. Now, a woman, what would she hold over when it rained, maybe?
She'd hold a parasol or anything she'd get her hands on.
Parasol, that's a what?
What you call them?
Umbrella?
Yeah. They all had them.
What? A parasol is a...
It's an umbrella or a parasol, one of the two.
Oh.
A parasol has got a crooked handle on it, and an umbrella has got a straight handle.
Oh, I see.
I got one out there in the car, it's a parasol. Got a crooked handle on it.
Don't let anybody
get it. That thing that opens itself.
Now, what would a woman carry or change in or something like that? She had...
She had a purse.
I see.
Yeah. They had purses in old days, just like they do now, but they're different type, different styles, and you know.
Round her watch, her
I didn't wear a watch. I'd hardly ever see. Maybe a doctor's wife or a lawyer's wife would have a watch on, but if it did, it'd be a little old watch hanging up here on her chest or on a chain, hang down in front of them, but didn't have it on the arm. He didn't know what a wristwatch was for about.
Well, what would they wear for decoration, maybe, around there?
Bracelet.
And a man, he'd wear a watch.
He'd wear a watch, but most of them had a hunting watch. That's a closed case.
Mm-hmm.
Have to open it every time you see what time it is.
Now, what about clothes? How'd you handle them in your family? Y'all had six boys?
Yeah.
When one boy...
I grew them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd wear them if one wore out. They usually wore them out. If any good, they grew too much for them. We'd wear the next one inside as well. But I didn't have much chance at that because there was too much difference in our ages. He was 6 years older than me.
Did your clothes always, were they always a good?
And he was long legged, he was high. But I just couldn't wear his clothes.
They never?
He gave me a pair of shoes he couldn't wear one time and ruined my feet. They were pretty shoes. He went to town and got him a pair of new shoes, button shoes. Uh-huh. You ever see a pair of men's button shoes?
No.
Well, there used to be plenty of them. Most of them were button shoes. You had to have a buttoner to fasten them. I could put them on and button them up, but boy, they burned my feet up and made corns on both little toes. I never got any benefit out of them, but I got plenty of misery.
What size are your feet?
My 7 1/2 deep.
I'm a 13.
You're 13?
My father's a 16.
Well, I got a grandson out here was 10.
That's big. You might tell your mother, well, this doesn't fit me this year, but last year it fit. When did you get your first clothes that you appreciated the fit on?
Well, sir, All of a sudden, out of the blue sky, my daddy went to town one fall, sold cotton. He come back home and handed me a package. Said, "Here, Fred, this is yours." And I opened it, and it was a corduroy suit. And I thought that was the grandest thing I ever had. I just loved that suit of clothes.
How did it go on?
It fit perfect. I was a good big old boy then. I was about 16, 17 years old. But I just had it.